Idaho Matters podcast is brought to you by St. Luke's On-Demand Virtual Care, which allows patients to see a provider from their home using a computer or smartphone with on-demand care for common ailments such as a cough, sore throat, or a sinus issue. More information at stlukesonline.org. Idaho is a big state and it covers a lot of territory. Idaho Matters wants to take you to every corner of the Gem State by visiting all 44 counties. And we need your help to do that. Email us your story ideas at idahomatters@boisestate.edu for our new series we're calling Idaho 44. And be sure to join us each weekday at noon and 8 on Idaho Matters and travel the state with us.
From the studios of Boise State Public Radio News, I'm Samantha Wright, filling in for Jim Agudat. It's Idaho Matters. How do you make Shakespeare more accessible for everyone? Well, it's the goal of the Boise Bard Players, a nonprofit group of actors who pop up in unusual places like parks, breweries, even a greenhouse, and provide more intimate and more affordable ways to experience these classic plays. They're touring the Treasure Valley in September with Love's Labor's Lost, performing everywhere from Caldwell to Mountain Home. Joining us now to tell us more about the company are Chris Canfield, director of Love's Labor Lost and artistic director of The Players, along with actors Tierra Thompson, who plays Rosaline, and Asa Warnick, who plays Baroon. Welcome to everybody. How are you doing?
Well, thank you so much for having us on.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So who or what are the Boise Bard Players? I just kind of gave a thumbnail sketch. Chris, you want to take it on?
Absolutely. Well, and your thumbnail sketch was very accurate. that is exactly what we do. We our mission is to make Shakespeare and other classical theater emotionally and economically accessible to the Treasure Valley and beyond. And we're doing that exactly with Love's Labors by we've begun our summer shows have turned into touring shows. So we tour them. I say that we take them from our rehearsal space and we make sure that they're easily packageable into a truck and set up the same stage in multiple different venues across the Treasure Valley. So we'll be returning to Carl Miller Park in Mountain Home for our sixth time. Same thing with we'll be at the Bishop's House in East Boise, just next to the old penitentiary again for the sixth time. And we'll be going out to Indian Creek Plaza in Caldwell. This same show will be this exact same show you'll be able to see at every single location. And then as well as another venue we're real excited to go to in Meridian at Hidden Gem Events in downtown Meridian. We have a lot of wonderful live events in Boise and especially live theater, but they all happen to be very much downtown centric. So we're trying to increase that accessibility portion by taking these plays to the backyards and the other municipalities in the Treasure Valley.
You know, Chris, I just want to say, where were you when I was in high school and had to read Shakespeare aloud in class for the first time and thought, this is not accessible. This is not relatable. This is not, it grows on you after time. But I got to tell you, this is a great idea because you're taking it into new places, different places. It's a little less, I guess, stuffy, for want of a better word. You mentioned you could put everything in a truck. This is kind of a minimalist way to put on the plays, right?
Exactly. Funny enough, the whole inspiration for the Boise Bard Players came about after I was lucky enough to catch a show at the Globe Theater in London just after my undergrad. And what struck me then was that their shows were what we'd call minimalist. There was hardly any set. The suggestion of costume, the suggestion of lights and sound, and it was the greatest piece of theater I'd ever experienced. So I came back saying, I want to do that. And so we did. I say we're a very language-focused company because that's just what it is. Shakespeare's just the words. So we dress it in just what we need, just enough to make it accessible to an audience and let the words, let the characterization and all the story tell itself. And thankfully then technologically or practically speaking, it's very easy to send these plays around the valley while also making it feel very authentic, because that's the way Shakespeare did it.
Well, yeah, and not to take away from, full productions of Shakespeare, which are great fun, but I mean, I read that Shakespeare originally was supposed to be and often was, done in the middle of strange places, like on very, very minimal sets and wherever you could set something up at the time. What fun.
Shakespeare had to deal with plague in his day. So what they'd do when plague closed down the playhouses, they'd go on tour.
That's right. Take it on the road and do it wherever you can.
Exactly.
Wow. How much fun is that? Okay, Tiara, I want to bring you into the conversation. Tell me about acting as part of the Boise Bard Players and about who you're playing this year in Those Labor's Lost.
Yes, hello. I'm playing Rosaline in Love's Labour's Lost, who is one of the ladies in waiting to the Princess of France. So she's got her entourage, three women who are coming with her to talk to the King of Navarre. And each one of us, in turn, has a conversation with a fellow who has sworn off women for 3 years of even speaking to them, letting them enter their castle domicile, etc. So I would say Rosaline of the three is pretty sharp-witted and not willing to take any guff from her fellow counterpart. And it's been a great experience so far. Everyone is really passionate about being there, excited to be there. They're having fun. We're enjoying working with each other, and taking the stress out of the environment, that can sometimes exist there.
Do you like this pared down version of Shakespeare?
Yes, I do. This would be my second show with performing with the Boise Bard Players. The first one was The Tempest 6 years ago. And yeah, I come to Shakespeare first with a love of the literature piece of it that I studied in undergrad. So I enjoy reading it as poetry, but then the performance aspect to come to it as well. So it's nice to be able to delve back into the language and find an appreciation for it again, and then be able to play actually in a space with other people and tell a story.
And Asa, what about you? You are playing Barun, as I understand. Tell me about your character.
Barun is Rosaline's counterpart in the king's court. He's kind of the right-hand man of the King of Navarre. They've been best friends. We've decided that they've been best friends since childhood. And he kind of swears this oath with the boys to study and to not talk to any women and get our knowledge up, but he doesn't really believe in it. And it's shown immediately when the first woman that he comes upon that can match his wit outclasses him, and he immediately falls in love with her. So it's been very fun to play kind of a man who gets knocked down a few pegs right as the play starts. Because with a lot of just theater and media in general, it is very male focused. And Shakespeare, I guess, was ahead of his time by making it so the women were just as smart as the men. And in this play, they're definitely smarter. So it's been very fun to play that. And everybody in the cast has been super supportive. This is also my second production with the Boise Bard Players. I was in their spring production of Servant of Two Masters, which was very fun. And I have just finished my college degree. And so I just love Shakespeare so much. And so it's been amazing to get to do Shakespeare with these people and to be able to show it to as many people as we can.
Well, okay, so I understand that Tiara and Asa are going to do a little Shakespeare for us here, since we're doing it unusual places and unusual ways, and that's what you do as the Boise Bard Players. Let's do it on the radio. Can you give me a little Shakespeare?
So we're gonna do a little portion of when these two characters first meet, And Barun decides, you know what? I'm just gonna mess with them. So I'll start off. Did I not dance with you in Brabant once?
Did not I dance with you in Brabant once?
I know you did.
How needless was it then to ask the question?
You must not be so quick.
Tis long of you that spur me with such questions.
Your wit's too hot. It speeds too fast. 'Twill tire.
Not till I leave the rider in the mire.
What time of day?
The hour that fool should ask.
Yeah, so after that, I then go back to my boys. I'm immediately like, wow, she's just, I mean, she's incredible.
My gosh, that is so much fun. Oh my gosh, Chris, I'm so glad that you came back from the Globe and actually put all this together. But this has been a bit of a journey, right, to get to where you are now with the Bard Players?
Oh yeah, that was saw that back in 2013, and we it initially started as a bunch of Boise State grads wanting to do something after graduating without having much to show for it, and so we threw together a production of Macbeth, the Scottish play, in a coffee shop that had two performances on a Thursday and a Sunday, and it was such a raving success that a year later, we, did it again with Julius Caesar. And then after that, it was became a, well, this is kind of becoming a regular thing. Maybe we should start think about making a company out of it. And so in 2018, we incorporated and applied for nonprofit. And now we've done almost half the canon of Shakespeare's plays.
Oh, wow.
Love's Labour's Lost is another new one. We've never touched it, or this company's never done it. So this will be a first for us as well. But it's been, yeah, since 2018 of hard charging it since then. And obviously there's been ups and downs in between. COVID kind of put a stop to everything, but even then we did Othello as a radio drama. And we'll be returning to Othello this December to realize the full production of it. But it's has been a long journey, but I've loved every second of it, and I'm so grateful for other people that have helped build it with me along the way.
Chris, I don't think it's unfair to say Shakespeare can be intimidating. Is this a way to make it more relatable and more fun? It looked like, from what I saw online on your website, that you're kind of up close to the actors and you're right in the middle of everything.
Oh yes, absolutely. I'm very much a big fan of removing all the barriers between the artist and the audience. In Shakespeare's day, the concept of a fourth wall didn't exist. That came out of the 20th century. So these actors, these characters are really talking to the audience. When Hamlet comes out there and says, "To be or not to be, that is the question," he's really asking, he's talking to the audience directly, looking them in the eye and looking for their, he needs them on his side. So yes, that's very much what we do, and that's baked into every rehearsal process that we do, is you are there with the audience. They're not there just to observe you. They're there to be a part of the story. So engaging them as much as we can, even to the point of playing games with them, or ad-libbing with them, or sometimes when we perform in bars, it's what we'd call an immersive experience, where the bar, the room becomes the theater, the stage, as well as the audience. So really, truly blending that, or blurring that line to the point of it non-existent sometimes.
Wow. And I'm going to ask both Tira and Asa, how much fun is it to be in these more intimate settings with your audience? Tira, you go
Asa,
first.
you. Oh my God. Okay. I was going to say, Asa just came off of a show. I haven't done one for 6 years with BBP, but yeah, I had a great time. I mean, it's the. I really love that it's performed primarily outside, which is really fun, and so people can get a feel of having live performance outside. And it just like with any show, if something comes up, then you get to roll with it, and you get to interact with who the people are of that audience that day.
Wow. Asa, what about you?
I absolutely love it. I would get probably sometimes in trouble for trying to interact with the audience during previous plays. So being encouraged to do that has been absolutely wonderful. And it feels more real as an actor and as an audience member as well, because it truly feels like you are their friend. And it just brings you into the experience so much more. And in this play specifically, there's a part where I get to go and sit in the audience. And so I'm very excited to do that and just to, like, ad lib with them and talk with them during the play. So I love it so much.
Wow. Okay, Chris, as we mentioned, you're taking Love's Labor's Lost on the road in September. You mentioned some of the places you're going. I thought that it was fascinating. You're going to like the Bishop's House, which is a historical spot. I read you go to a lot of those. How do you pick where you go?
Great question. A lot of times it's sometimes people will come to me. I way back in the day, the head of the Bishop's House came to me and said, "Hey, would you think about doing a Bard in the Yard?" And I said, "What a great idea." And here we are 6 years later, still doing it. But in other places, like Indian Creek Plaza will be going out to the for the first time. We approached them and said, "Hey, what do you think about a partnership?" And they said, "Hey, what a great idea." So it really just depends. I'm of firm belief that any place can be a theater, as long as there's a spot for the audience to safely observe or even follow along. I've BBP hasn't done one of these yet, but something called a site-specific play where it travels around, or you follow an actor to follow a story. I'm all a huge fan of those that sort of storytelling. So it really just feels like it's I may get in trouble for saying it eventually, but it's vibe sometimes. And a willingness to collaborate with us. We are as respectful as we can be to every venue we go into. We want to leave it, in the same quality as we came in, and hopefully they are also changed in a positive way by the experience. But yeah, venues, it's a spark in what show will fit in what place. And sometimes it's super, super obvious. Like Midsummer Night's Dream fit at the Bishop's House so incredibly well. That was our second show there. And when we did Hamlet, it felt like it had to live at the old penitentiary. And thankfully they worked with us to do that. And that created an incredible, incredible experience there that I still hear about from people, now 2 years on, saying, "Oh my gosh, Hamlet at the old Pen was such an experience." So nothing I really quite look to do, but it ended up just happening. And I trust that things happen the way they need to in that way.
And you said you're planning to take Othello on the road.
Well, actually, Othello will be our December production, and we will be performing at the Masonic Lodge in downtown Meridian.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so
Interesting.
we're working with them to bring Othello to downtown Meridian for eight shows this December.
Oh, that'll be fun. That's
Oh yeah.
exciting. Oh, okay. And then you'll have a whole new set of plays set up for next year, I'm guessing.
Yes, and then somewhere in the fall we'll solidify what 2026 is going to look like. You can bet there's going to be some big touring play in the summer. I'm getting that finalized or decided right now, looking to try to maybe even expand our reach, because this summer tour does get very, very popular, and it's my dream and the company's mission to expand that reach. So we will see what we can do in 2026.
Well, I want to thank everybody for being here today. This has been great, great fun.
Yes, thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with artistic director Chris Canfield, as well as actors Tiara Thompson and Asa Warnock from the Boise Bard Players. It's a nonprofit acting company that takes Shakespeare on the road. We'll put some links on our website, boisestatepublicradio.org.
You've been listening to Idaho Matters from Boise State Public Radio. I'm Gemma Gaudette.